If you have your Bibles this morning, if you will turn with me to the Gospel of John. We're going to be in John chapter 12 today on this Mother's Day. And as you are turning there, I want to begin today with a question. What would you do for Jesus if he raised someone that you loved from the dead? If Jesus Christ raised someone from the dead that you love, what would you do for Jesus? How would you express your appreciation? How would you show Jesus your thankfulness? Well, in John chapter 11, the chapter before the one we're in today, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And in chapter 12, we read that a dinner was given in his honor. So if you have your Bibles open, if you will, let's look at John chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. It says, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived. And by the way, let's just stop there. They are in Bethany, they are in his hometown, and Lazarus is alive. I mean, we kind of read over that, but let's make sure we understand that Lazarus died. The community of Bethany, they knew that. They understood that Lazarus died. And now we see that they are in Bethany where Lazarus lived. He was alive, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Verse 2, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table. So here Lazarus is. He's been raised from the dead, and he is at this dinner, and he is reclining at the table along with the others that have gathered. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus. By the way, I find this a little comical. They wanted to come see Lazarus because he'd been raised from the dead, and yet their plan was to kill him. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. So here we have this dinner that is taking place in Jesus' honor. It's taking place in Bethany, where Lazarus lived and was living. And we see that at this dinner, Martha is serving. She is organizing the meal. She is hosting the meal. She is cooking. She is serving. She is exercising her spiritual gifts. That's how she is expressing her thanksgiving. That's how she's expressing her gratitude. And then the scripture tells us that Lazarus was reclining at the table. Can you imagine that you were invited to that dinner? Can you imagine that that you had heard about Lazarus being raised from the dead, and then you got invited to this dinner, and Lazarus was right there reclining at the table near you. I mean, can you imagine the conversation? Hey, Lazarus, I'm just curious. I was standing there that day, and I heard Jesus say, Lazarus, come out. Did you hear that, Lazarus? What was it like to be dead? What do you remember? Did you see the glory of God? What was that like? What was heaven like? What do you remember, Lazarus? I mean, can you imagine the conversation that was taking place at the table? Well, then John tells us what Mary did. Notice verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. So Mary expresses her thanksgiving. She expresses her gratitude. She expresses her worship to Jesus. First observation, Mary washed the feet of Jesus, but that wasn't her job. That wasn't her responsibility. As many of you know, back in that day, it was customary when someone was a guest in your house for your servant to wash their feet. And oftentimes they would gather a bowl with water and a cloth, and the servant would wash the feet of the guest, because the guests had traveled to be in your house. And back in that day, you traveled by walking, most often with sandals, and your feet were dirty, your feet were sweaty, and your feet, if you will, were stinky. And the servants, it was their responsibility, it was their role, it was their job to wash the feet of the guests. And so Mary was washing the feet of Jesus, but here's something that we don't see in the text that I wonder about. When Mary washed the feet of Jesus, were his feet already clean? In other words, we don't really think about this, but maybe the servants had already done their job. Maybe they had already washed the feet of all the guests that were there that night. Something I think interesting to think about and potentially adds to the beauty of what Mary did. Second observation, Mary didn't use water. She didn't use a bowl. She didn't use a cloth. She didn't use the customary things to wash the feet of the guests. Scripture says she used a pint of pure nard. By the way, this was crazy expensive perfume. Now, how many of you have perfume or cologne at the house? Okay, if you're not raising your hand, you might think about investing in that. Just saying, okay? I have some cologne, and it's not crazy expensive, but for some reason, my boys, I'll be laying there in bed and I'll hear, ksh, ksh. And I'm like, why? Like, Ashton, just look at me. Do you not have the same cologne in your bathroom? That is correct, he said. And yet for some reason, he comes into my bathroom in the morning and... Okay, I'm sorry, I just had to get that out, okay? It was just... Okay? I'm laying there, and my boys come in and whatever. We've bought them their own, right? I don't know why it bothers me, but listen. My cologne, okay, it's not crazy expensive. So really why I can't give a squirt or two to Ashton in the beginning of the day, I don't know. But it bothers me. But this perfume, it was worth, imagine this was the bottle. This bottle of perfume that Mary used was worth an entire year's wages. So I want you to put that in perspective for your family. Imagine how much your family makes in a year, and imagine you have a bottle sitting on the counter that represents that amount. Ashton, if we had such a thing and you came into my bathroom and squirted it, you would be in trouble. I'm just saying, all right? Mary did not get water, which was normal. Mary got a bottle of perfume that was equal to an entire year's wage. And she poured it out onto the feet of Jesus, who, by the way, his feet may have already been clean. And then, as maybe those sitting around the table who understood the value may have been looking in astonishment, Mary then undid her hair and she allowed her hair to fall, and she took her hair and wiped the excess perfume off of the feet of Jesus. By the way, back in that day, a woman's hair was her most prized possession. We have this picture of extravagant worship. Can I just make a comment here that the lowliest parts of Jesus are infinitely more precious than anything we own? And then as she expresses her worship, as she takes this perfume, an entire year of wages, and pours it on the feet of Jesus, undoes her hair, and wipes his feet, the scripture says that the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. Do you know that there are times that we go into our prayer closet and we pray alone? There are times that we get away in solitude and we are with Jesus. But I would offer to you today that when we worship Jesus, that our worship should fill the room that we are in. Amen? That others around us are impacted when we worship and acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of the living God and that He laid down His life for us, and we express our gratitude. That should extend to those around us, and those around us should know that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. The fragrance of our worship should fill our homes. The fragrance of our worship should fill our workplaces. The fragrance of our worship should fill our schools. The fragrance of our worship should fill the restaurants we eat in. Amen? How many of you are going out to eat today for Mother's Day? Seriously, see your hands. Do you guys know that waiters and waitresses, the day they least like to work is Sundays? Did you know that? Those that serve in the food industry and wait tables, they would say the day they least like to serve is on the Sundays when church is empty and they come to lunch. That should not be. The fragrance of our worship, the lives that we live in gratitude to Jesus, should fill the rooms that we are in to where our waiters, our waitresses, our teachers, our friends, our neighbors, those in the grocery store, that they can see the glory of the living God. Amen? You see, Mary, she wanted to express her gratitude. She had seen His power. She had seen His glory. Jesus had raised her brother from the dead. And we see this beautiful picture of extravagant worship where she takes this perfume worth an entire year's wages and takes her hair down and wipes the feet of Jesus. We see this picture of extravagant worship. I don't know if you remember last week, but there was a crowd following Jesus. And that crowd was following Jesus because they were more interested in Him feeding them and filling their bellies. They were more interested in the pleasures of this world than making Jesus their treasure. Well, that is not the case for Mary. The treasures and the pleasures of this world meant nothing to her compared to the worth of Jesus Christ. And so Mary expressed her worship in this extravagant and beautiful way. And then someone in the church criticized her. Someone in the church judged her. Someone in the church attacked her. By the way, that's a sermon for another day. Judas said, "What a waste of money. Mary, what were you thinking? We could have sold that perfume, and we could have taken care of the poor in this community for the next year. Mary, what were you thinking?" John gives us insight into the heart of Judas, who would soon betray Jesus. But Judas wasn't concerned about feeding the poor. He was concerned about feeding himself. Jesus wasn't his treasure. The things of this world were his pleasures. And he attacked Mary. as potentially she was kneeling on the ground, wiping the feet of Jesus, and the fragrance of the perfume filled the room. He attacked her, and Jesus said, "Leave her alone." Judas, leave her alone. What she is doing is right. What she is doing is a reflection of her heart and my infinite worth. Judas, leave her alone. Her worship is pleasing to me. What a beautiful picture of worship on this Mother's Day from a woman who understood the infinite worth of Jesus Christ. So here's my question for you today. Does your worship, the way that you express your gratitude, the way that you express your love, the way that you express your understanding of Jesus, does it reflect His infinite worth? You see, Mary, she said, "This is nothing." And she poured this perfume out and let down her hair and humbled herself. She recognized the infinite worth of Jesus Christ. She understood His power, His glory. She understood that He was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Does your worship of Jesus, does it fill the room with the fragrance of His worth? Would you ever be accused of extravagant worship? Would somebody ever say to you, "Well, I know you love Jesus, but that's kind of a little over the top, don't you think?" Do you remember our original question? Original question that I started with today was, what would you do for Jesus if He raised someone you loved from the dead? You see, that's the context. Mary was so thankful, so incredibly blessed, so in awe, so beyond words that Jesus had raised her brother from the dead, that it was almost like just this natural reaction. There's not enough I can do. And she poured this perfume out and let down her hair and wiped His feet. But what about you? What would you do for Jesus if He raised someone you love from the dead? Pastor, that's kind of a weird question, because I know Jesus could, but Jesus, I don't think, is going to raise one of my loved ones from the dead. Well, on this Mother's Day, as we see this beautiful picture of extravagant worship from a woman whose brother, Jesus, raised from the dead, may we not forget that Jesus raised us from the dead. Amen. Scripture says, you were once dead in your sins. We were separated from this holy God. And yet God, because of His infinite love, His infinite grace, His infinite mercy, He sent Jesus Christ into this world to die so that you and I might be raised to new life. We are living, breathing miracles. And our worship should reflect His infinite worth and our understanding of who He is. May we be criticized for extravagant worship. May someone accuse us for going above and beyond or being over the top. May that be said of us. Amen. Does your worship of Jesus Christ reflect His infinite worth? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this beautiful passage and this beautiful picture of worship. Lord, I pray that as we hear the Word of God on this Mother's Day, we consider the life of a woman of God who expressed her worship in a beautiful and yet extravagant way. Lord, may we follow that example. May our hearts be stirred in the same way to love You, to serve You, to worship You, and may the rooms of our life be filled with the fragrance of our worship. And may this world that we live in, may they see Your infinite worth. May they see Your infinite value and have a desire to follow and to trust their lives to You. Lord, I thank You today for our mothers. Lord, for those who have loved us unconditionally and sacrificially and in such beautiful ways. I thank You today for our moms. But Lord, I pray that on this Mother's Day, that we would see, most importantly, Your value and Your worth. And we might live our lives in such a way that we demonstrate to all those around that You are indeed our treasure. For it's in Your name I pray. Amen.